So this this particular audio is going to be about the overview of the school assembly market as I see it. The school assembly market is, and again, there's different grade. Well, I'll do an overview of the entire school assembly market. When we're talking about the school assembly market, we're talking primarily about public schools, charter schools, Catholic schools, where kids go during the day to be educated. And as a school assembly performer, you go into the schools and you perform for the kids. Now, I'll cover educational topics in a minute, but if you want to just go into schools and do school assemblies part-time, you can certainly do that. There are opportunities for non-educational shows. And again, we'll cover topics in another module. But if you really want to be a full-timer in the school market, you're going to need educational programs that teach and or reinforce content, curriculum-based content that the kids are already learning in schools. And we'll cover what those topics are, some of the main subtopics that you want to cover in the assemblies, and some of the non-educational themes that I recommend you explore as well, too. Because the more programs you have, the more opportunities you have to get into the schools. Now, for the purpose of this particular training, we're going to be talking primarily about K through 5 or K through 6 audiences. Here in the United States, that's children ages 5 to about 12 years old. There are plenty of opportunities for middle school and high school and everything, but because those are so different in terms of the material, that's really another discussion for another day. And I do have a middle school slash high school course out as well. I'm going to be offering some ancillary material on that too. But just to keep the focus on elementary schools, because I've been doing this long enough, I've offered my educational courses for magicians long enough that I know that the vast majority of the interest by performers is in the K through 5, you know, the ages 5 through 12 elementary school age market. You may find schools that identify themselves differently. They may call themselves a primary school and just be grades K through 2. They may have an intermediate school and they may have just grades 3 through 5. For a number of years, each year, a grade 6 building would hire me and they'd have, oh God, I think it was like 500 kids. I would do that show every year. And it was just 6th graders. You know, an entire building, just 6th graders. You may have schools that are K through 3. But for the purpose of this program, I'm going to be talking primarily about K through 5. I just want you to know that when schools start calling you, you may get other, other offers, or they may say, you know, we have grades K through 5, but we're only interested in a program for grades 3 through 5, or we only want something for the 4th graders, or we want something for field day, and we're going to have you do a show for each individual grade level. And again, we'll cover all that in another module. In my experience, most school assemblies are Monday through Friday. I have had, on occasion, once or twice, I've done a couple of Saturday afternoon things for like fairs or festivals for schools, you know, school-sponsored festivals, or special, like a science day or something like that, where they want to draw the families in for a special weekend event. But the vast, vast majority, I mean, out of the thousands of schools that I've performed at, I can count on one hand how many that I've done that were not Monday through Friday. You will have opportunities to do things during the evening, too, if you decide to offer programs for that. And we'll cover about the psychology of that, why that's so different, educational and non-educational shows. In my experience, as I said before, the shows are Monday through Friday, and you may wind up having a lot of kids. So you would definitely want to, and we'll cover sound systems and microphones and everything later, but you definitely want to be able to present to a large group of people. I'm talking like 400 or 500 kids at a time. You may have less than that. I did two assemblies a couple of days ago, and I think I had like 150 in each group, something like that. I've done, off the top of my head, I can think of maybe 3 or 4 schools where I had like very tiny populations, like maybe 30 or 40 kids. I remember once I did a K through 12 school. I did a K through 5, I think it was a K through 5 presentation, it was like maybe 20 kids, and then I did a 6 through 12 presentation, it was like maybe 25 kids. I mean, that was weird, them being so small. It was such a very strange experience. But the vast majority of the time, you're going to have anywhere between 200 kids and 600 kids or more per school, depending on where you're located. What you're going to want to do is be prepared to do 1, 2, or 3 or more shows. Most of the time for me, most of the schools that I work at, they want 2 shows. They want it for K through 2, and they want one for 3 through 5. And that affords you a wonderful opportunity to have two different shows, one for K through 2 and one for 3 through 5. Now, many school assembly presenters will argue with me about that. They'll say you only need one show. And yes, you can do just one show that's appropriate for K through 5. But I have found over the years, by offering different material for K through 2 and 3 through 5, I get a much better response from the kids. And the school administrators and the good folks hiring me are thrilled with the fact that I've got different versions of my programs. I mean, they're just blown away by that. And I know a lot of full-timers, you don't have to do it, but I know there's a lot of full-timers that I really respect. You know, folks that in the past have earned more than me, and they just have one version of the show. And they say, well, I change my character, I change how I speak and everything, but I do the same tricks. You can do that, but I maintain, especially if you're getting into the market now, because it is a rather competitive market, that if you have two different versions of your shows, then you'll stand out. I mean, that is a huge selling point to schools. That really impresses them a great deal. You're more than likely you're going to be asked to do 45-minute shows. That is the vast majority of it. Every once in a great while, I'll have a school that says they want to do a 60-minute show. And to me, that's just too long. If I'm doing like an evening show or a fundraiser or something like that, then yes, I'll sometimes do a 60-minute show. But most of the time, it's a 45-minute show. That's what they expect. Anything less than that, it's not worth pulling the kids out of class because their classes are about that 45, 50-minute length. So plan to offer a 45-minute show. Occasionally, and we'll talk about logistics later, you may be asked to shorten your show, or if you're doing a field day or something like that, like an end of the year celebration, you may be asked to do shorter shows, but be prepared to do 45-minute shows. Depending on your region of the country and your district and everything where you work, you may be asked to do two shows back to back, like a 9 a.m. and a 10 a.m. And then you'll have 15 minutes in between each performance to reset everything for your next performance. Other times, schools will want to get the entire school out of the way in one performance. And pardon me. And those are nice because you only have to do one show. It's less money, and we'll talk. And again, we'll talk in depth about pricing and different pricing strategies as we get further into this. And again, I'll give you my current pricing. Now, there are certain buildings based on the school population and logistics and everything where they can't do two shows back to back. They may have to do one in the morning and one in the afternoon, and they can't do the entire student. Some schools, they can't do the entire student body in one performance because they can't fit everybody in the assembly area. Like, I've had schools where we've had like 1,000 schools, and by the way, as I'm recording this, I'm actually driving while I'm recording this because, again, that's where I get my best ideas for this kind of content. It's just, I could explain NLP and anchoring and everything to you, but I'm not going to bother. So from time to time, you hear my GPS tell me directions. That's why I'm recording this while I'm driving. I've got my notes, I can glance at them, I can record hands-free, I'm being safe. Don't worry. But like I was saying, some school populations are so large, they can't get everybody into one assembly program. So as a result, they have to do like a K through 2 or a 3 through 5 or whatever the case may be. If they can do them back to back, many schools will do that because it's just easier to get the assemblies out of the way. That way the rest of the day goes off without a clip. But depending on lunches, if you've got a school with a really big population, say like 1,000 kids, they may start offering lunch periods at like 10 or 10:15. I mean, some of these kids have lunches really early. And then the lunches may stretch until like 1:30. And those schools, you can't do two assemblies back-to-back. You've got to do one before lunch and one after lunch. And you've got to make the choice about whether or not you're going to charge extra for a school. What many assembly presenters will do is they'll charge extra if they can't do them back-to-back. And again, I'll talk pricing strategies later on in another module. This is more just like an overview of the school assembly market. As I said before, they will expect you to have in most cases, to work consistently in this market, they will expect you to have a highly educational show. They will like it. They will love you if you come in with everything that you need. I know a lot of successful assembly presenters who, they go in and they borrow tables, they borrow sound systems, they borrow microphones and everything. And you have to understand, and this is why I'm doing this overview, that the day-to-day machinations of the school assembly market, the schools, it's all about educating the kids. So when you go in, it's not like you're going to Broadway or a theater where they're expecting you to have all these needs. You're basically, and this is something to keep in mind, this is like a foundational concept that when you go into a school assembly, you are an interruption to their day. Now, you're a welcome interruption because the kids are glad to see you. They're glad to be out of classes. You know, depending on the school environment, the teachers may be glad for the break, too. I mean, there's a lot of different psychological factors going in there. But you are an interruption to their day. And even if you're in an auditorium, which is set up for shows, you still may be an interruption to their day. And again, we'll talk about that when I talk about venues, about where you're performing. So my advice to you is go into the idea of being as easy to work with as possible, of requiring as little from the venue, in this case, a school, as possible. And this comes with your setup time. This comes with your sound system and everything. I mean, the only thing I need when I do an assembly program is I need time to set up. And we'll talk about that in another module. I need space to perform, and I need a place to plug in my sound system. That's all I need. Now, there's one assembly presenter I know out in California. He's a client of mine because I do SEO for him, and he's got a self-powered. This blew me away. I know a few magicians who have these. He's got a self-powered sound system where he does not even need electricity. Which is great. That's, you know, from a logistics standpoint, it's one less cord to worry about. I was booked to do an assembly program in Washington, D.C. once, and I sent along my contract, and it just says all I need is just space to perform and an electrical outlet within 50 feet of where I'm performing, because I bring a really long-ass cord. And the principal emailed me back, and he goes, well, that electrical outlet, that might be a problem. I'm like, you're kidding me. And it turned out it was fine, but you know, even something as minor as that can be problematic. And I've made the decision not to have a powered sound system, but it is something to consider. It is something to consider, depending on how deeply you want to get into this market. So that's what you can expect. And you can expect, you know, a lot of pushback when you're going into the school assembly market from the gatekeepers who, when you go there to begin setting up, you can expect pushback from some of the teachers about getting the kids down there on time. You can expect pushback from some of the principals. Sometimes the I had a school I did many years in a row out in New York City. And for whatever reason, I never got into it. The principal and I got along really great. I got along really good with the PTA. He was paying for the shows. But for some reason, the PTA and the principal just hated each other. And I got caught in the middle of it all the time. So again, sometimes the principal will make things difficult on the PTA just to get back at them, and vice versa with the PTA. And I was the one who suffered because I was the one who was, you know, given like a bad start time or bad, you know, logistical arrangements for getting my equipment in and out and everything. So you have to go into it with the idea, once again, that you're an interruption, a welcome interruption, but you're not there as the main focal. I mean, you are the main focal point of the day, likely, but you're not the only thing they're doing that day. You're never the only thing doing that day. Kids will be being educated. Kids will be in classes. Kids will maybe coming and going to field trips. Kids will be eating lunches. There'll be disciplinary issues. Sometimes even during the show, you'll have board meetings going on and all kinds of different things. So just go into the attitude that schools are a high traffic area, and you are just one of many possible things going on that day, both for special occasions and within the normal fabric of the school day. You have that attitude, and you'll do great in the school assembly market. That's just something really important to keep in mind. Now, let's turn on now to our next topic. Thanks for listening.